Gary Hagopian is the Middle East advisor to the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales and has written extensively on the visits of Pope John Paul II and Benedict XVI to the region. An Armenian Catholic who spent several years in Beirut during the latter stages of the nation's civil war, he looks back at the memorable visit by Pope John Paul to Lebanon in 1997. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
Well, yes, there were some very deep wounds, and also Pope John Paul II went into a situation in Lebanon which was pretty much coming out of a civil war. It had just managed to get its act together in relation to the constitutional agreement that was reached in Saudi Arabia, the Taif Accords. It also was a situation where, at that time, Lebanon was pretty much a Syrian dominion, when many of the Lebanese Christians and Muslims alike did not have the freedom at all to express their opinions publicly in the way we perhaps see it happening today. Let us not also forget that that was a period when Lebanon also witnessed a couple of Israeli invasions. So put all this together, I think Pope John Paul II went into a situation where in some sense the realities were simpler, but in another the realities were quite constraining. And I remember at the time reading a lot about comparisons being made between the Polish situation and the Lebanese situation, and of course the result of each one differs from the other.
And how would you sum up then the legacy of that first papal trip to Lebanon?
Well, the way I see it, and this is one of the points I always make, that it is not up to the Pope, whether Pope John Paul II or Pope Benedict XVI, it is not up to them to go and sort out or organize or facilitate or solve problems that are being faced by the local Christian communities within any part of the world. In this case, we're talking of the Middle East and North Africa. What a pope can do is to bring his moral authority, his integrity into a situation, his support to the communities so that they themselves would then do the hard slog, the hard work of trying to work together first of all, and then work also with members of other communities. So in this particular instance, Pope Benedict XVI is coming to Lebanon not only to deliver an apostolic exhortation for Lebanon, but for the whole Middle East, and he will therefore be meeting the leaders of the Catholic churches across the whole region.
Right. As you said, Pope Benedict is coming in a very different historical context from that of Pope John Paul. But nonetheless, the church faces many challenges in Lebanon at the moment. And one of them is the continuing emigration of Christians from the country, you know, because of lack of employment, lack of opportunities. Do you see that as the number one problem?
I would think that that is pretty much the number one problem. It had been the number one problem a decade or two ago. I remember when I was working with the Middle East Council of Churches in the late 1980s with the headquarters in Lebanon. At that time, we were extremely concerned about the outflow of Christians from the whole region, not only Lebanon itself, but from the whole region to other parts of the world. That situation has not improved. If anything, it has deteriorated, and now the Christian communities are only a small percentage of what they were three, four decades ago. So I think, in a sense, the issue of immigration is something that is pretty much the elephant that is always in the room in any meeting that takes place with leaders of the Christian churches in that part of the world. But I think also, in addition to that, what will be also present in the room in some sense or another is, on the one hand, the uprisings across the region itself, as well as the fears that Christian communities have from an increase in radicalism, from militant factions within Islam that, in my opinion, frighten Muslims as much as they frighten Christians.
When you talked to Lebanese people, be they Christian or Muslim, in the run-up to this papal visit, what kind of feelings were they expressing about this? What kind of message were they hoping to hear from Pope Benedict?
Well, I think, I mean, it is very interesting because I've spoken to a lot of people, both people in positions of authority and also people, ordinary people, grassroots Lebanese and Middle Eastern people, because I've also made a point of talking to people from Iraq, talking to people from Palestine, so that I would have an idea of what everyone thinks about this event. And in a sense, I think, in terms of the ordinary people, there was a little bit of a loss as to what to say or how to express themselves. And what they constantly said to me, well, we want him to bring with him the love and the peace that this region needs so badly. And it was quite clear to me that everybody there is thirsty for peace, for some security, for some stability to come into the region, and also love in the sense that there have been so many conflicts that are still raging. Look at Syria, look at Egypt, look at what's been happening in Libya and elsewhere this week. So in that sense, that was on the grassroots level. You go up a notch or two and you speak to people from the Christian or Muslim leadership, faith leadership, and you basically see that there is really a thirst for the Pope to be the dynamo, the catalyst that actually helps bring these people together. And the word that constantly comes to my mind is a sense of what is best in Islam and what is best in Christianity, to work together, those values to be shared together in the dignity of the human person. That is what constantly is the bottom line, I feel. And I think it is very synchronous with the events that all the Christians from Palestinians, Jordanians, Syrians, Lebanese, Iraqis, what have you, who are going to be there, certainly the Egyptians, they all feel this need to see that their faith leaders affirm their beliefs in the dignity of the human person. And of course, there is that little bit of disruption or disconnect in the relationship between the hierarchies and the grassroots, which the presence of somebody in the person of the Pope would hopefully bring together. One of the most interesting comments, I think, that came out was from the Grand Mufti of Lebanon, Qabbani, who said that what he would really like to see is for the Pope to dispel the feeling that Christians and Muslims are in different boats in the region. And he said what we all seek, Muslims and Christians alike, is security, equality, and justice. And I think this is something that sits very well with our own Christian teaching, but it also sits, in my opinion, well with the majority of Muslims as well, minus those few radicals whom we talk about sometimes in the media.